From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The memo, made public Friday shortly after President Trump declassified it, VOA's Steve Herman reports on the opposition to that Republican memo.
What has upset the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Democrats is they're saying that this memo is very amateurish, that it cherry-picks information, that it is misleading. There is another Democratic memo that some would like to see released to balance this out. If it was up to the FBI and the Justice Department, none of this would come out at all because they fear that this is going to have very serious ramifications.
VOA Steve Herman reporting. Speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, Mr. Trump said the contents of the memo were terrible and that a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. U.S. military has released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, adding nuclear capabilities and updating the United States' current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. President Trump noted successive U.S. administrations deferred modernization of the nation's nuclear weapons, while other nuclear nations grew their stockpiles. Trump administration has imposed sanctions on 7 businesses and 6 people aimed to disrupt the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah was formed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in 1982 in response to Israel's invasion of Beirut and has since become a de facto member of the government. This is VOA News. Israeli Army fighter jets hit Hamas's compound in the Gaza Strip that happened earlier today. There was no immediate reports of fatalities on either side. The Islamic militant group Hamas does rule the Gaza Strip, and Israel holds the group responsible for any violence from Gaza. A fire broke out today at Severance Hospital in Seoul, South Korea, forcing hundreds to flee. No casualties have been reported. A fire began at a food court on the 3rd floor of the hospital's main building early in the morning. More than 300 people did escape the fire. Hundreds of fire, police, military personnel were mobilized to put out the fire. Earlier this week, at another hospital, the southern part of the country, at least 40 people died in a fire. 150 there were injured. Tragedy comes just weeks after a fire killed 29 at a fitness center. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a multi-nation tour of Latin America in Mexico, said immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks, in his words, good discipline in regulating who enters the country. Before embarking on the trip, Mr. Tillerson delivered a speech in his home state of Texas, during which he warned that China is assuming an alarming role in Latin America.
Today, China is gaining a foothold in Latin America. It is using economic statecraft to pull the region into its orbit. The question is, at what price?
He also said Russia's aggressively increasing its presence in Latin America and urged regional powers to work with the U.S. instead. United Nations implementing new steps to protect its staff from sexual harassment in the workplace and hold perpetrators accountable. The United Nations has not been exempt itself. British newspaper The Guardian reporting a lengthy investigation last month into dozens of unnamed UN staff who had been victims of workplace sexual harassment. Japan's financial regulator raided the offices of cryptocurrency exchange CoinCheck and said it had asked them to fix flaws in the computer networks well before a hacker stole some $530 million of digital money last week. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting.
Finance Minister Taro Aso said regulators shook down the office with security checks, and Japan's financial regulator revealed it had urged CoinCheck to fix vulnerabilities well before hackers made off with the virtual cash. Security gaps were part of why the exchange had never actually been given approval to operate. Japan last year became the first country to try and regulate exchanges on the national level. However, CoinCheck, like many other Japanese exchanges, was given official leeway and continued to do business as usual pending registration.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.